I see your face again. I know my friend man. You ain't got to be so glad. And I'm glad. So, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Praising what is not yet a done deal, President Trump, after Hamas said it agrees to some but not all conditions in his Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel was prepared for the implementation of the first stage of Trump's plan, apparently referring to the release of hostages. Moshe Lavi is the brother-in-law of a hostage, Omri Miron.
Hamas' response now might be difficult for the government to digest, because the response stipulates so many new conditions that Israel has not agreed to.
Federal government shutdown continues. Democrats demanding protections for Affordable Care Act, low premiums, and the reversal of Medicaid cuts. Republicans say agree to reopen the government and then we'll talk. Sean Diddy Combs sentenced in federal court in New York to 4 years and 2 months in prison, convicted on prostitution-related charges. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is ABC News. When making a charitable donation goes wrong.
This is Jim Ryan. From 2017 to 2022, CarsRUs.com raised $45 million on the promise that proceeds from donated vehicles would fund breast cancer screenings for low-income women. $45 million.
Only $126,000 of that was used for the purposes of breast screening.
Or less than one-half of 1%. Melissa McPherson is Deputy Attorney General in Oklahoma, one of 19 states filing complaints against CarsRUs, which has been hit with a $3.8 million fine for making deceptive claims. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Supreme Court says it'll take up a gun case out of Hawaii. A group of gun owners challenging a state law that makes it illegal to possess a firearm on beaches, parks, and more unless the property owner grants permission. Netflix says it'll honor the late Jane Goodall with a posthumous release of the first episode of the docuseries Famous Last Words, featuring one of her final interviews. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. It's 71 right now.
Come on! Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
To win. Green Bay's new home for local news and timeless hits. Monday through Friday morning from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus wakes you up, and Lisa Hale keeps you informed with local news stories from around Brown County, Green Bay, and the state. It's our promise to you, local news along with the great timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another New Wisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise funds for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Help me. 97.9 WGBW welcomes the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, to the Ashwaubenon PAC on South Ridge Road, Friday, October 3rd. Hear the music of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, performed live at the Ashwaubenon PAC by Sean Altman and Jack Sculler. Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
All I have to do is dream. Bye-bye,
wake love.
Kathy's Clown.
Here he comes. That's Kathy's Clown.
Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed you.
And more. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org. The Everly Set.
I've got my pride and I know how to hide.
A celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon PAC, October 3rd, with 97.9 WGBW.
Game of love. 97.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine.
don't you stay? Need ya, need ya, baby love, ooh, baby love. Baby love, my baby love, why must we separate my love? All of my whole life through, I never loved no one but you. Why you do me like you do? I get this need, ooh, ooh, need to hold you once again, my love. Feel your warm embrace, my love. Don't throw our love away. Please don't do me this way.
Local news, timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, WGBW. Well, not only do we play songs you're familiar with, we got the people on the radio to play them, people you're familiar with as well. 9 to 2 during your workday or any time during the day, Laura McKenna's back on the air playing the timeless hits, keeping you posted with local news, and kind of filling you in on some of the things going on in her life. Laura's a blast. Laura McKenna, weekdays 9 to 2 on WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak?
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Oh,
right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you.